The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise. Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
It's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. I am very, very proud to come before this microphone every morning with Frankie Amorano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. And you are a part of this family going through this, something. This is just once in a lifetime, we hope, right? But you're being stellar. You're being patriotic. You're being patient. And I'm just proud that you're listening. I really am. And it's just something I can't express. So what we try to do at this time every day at 9 o'clock is to maybe bring someone on that can be inspiring to you, can be helpful to you. And so we asked Jennifer Abor Cuevas to come back. She's a licensed clinical social worker, disaster mental health professional. So if you got any problem, you're feeling anxiety, Don't fret. Just give us a call and we'll walk you through it. You know, again, we can't give any legally can't give you any clinical advice, but we sure maybe could help you a little bit. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Hey, Jennifer, welcome back to the show. How are you holding up?
Good morning. I am starting to miss those I don't like, if that's a good indicator.
Wait, tell me again. You tell me again. What are you missing?
I'm starting to miss the people I don't like.
That's great.
That's an indicator of how I'm doing. All joking aside,
yes.
I am doing okay. My mother-in-law has coronavirus, and so we've been walking that journey with her for the last week or so. But I'm happy to report she's doing okay. So,
She's okay, because people think when you get the virus, oh, there's so many cases, and everybody gets so alarmed, but 80% and plus of the cases, you don't even know it, you're asymptomatic. Does she have the symptoms, though, if I may ask, Jennifer?
Yeah, well, my mother and father-in-law are in the dental business, so they were still working for their practice, seeing emergencies, and so I think that's probably where she was exposed. But, you know, everything that you're hearing on the news, the course of the disease is what she went through. And even as far as the whole testing kabocle, you know, she went through all of that, too. But in any event, you know, she is one of those people that are going to be okay. And it was a very rough week for her. But she's going to be okay. And I'm one of those few people that love their mother-in-law, so I am very happy that she is going to be okay, because we are
God
so
bless
good together.
Yeah. That is so great. And is she older, may I ask? Because I'm trying to get the age range. You know, it's been interesting. We've been listening to the experts, and they say it's older people, but it's been affecting everyone, yes?
She is 68. But she's a young 68.
Yeah,
you know, she was doing her exercise. And, you know, so she's okay.
And then your kids are holding up. Are you all together in the house? Everything okay?
Yeah, it's me and my husband and my son Jesse. He has autism, so it's really starting to get to him. And one of the things we're finding, and I'm sure a lot of your audience may be able to connect with this since we have such a high rate of autism, is that he is becoming very anxious And there are times when he doesn't even want to leave the apartment. So, and trying to get him to keep the mask on. You know, he's a very sensory kind of kid. So, you know, so we're going through those struggles. And he's very lonely. So he hasn't seen another child since April 13th. That was the last day of school. Not April, I'm sorry, March 13th. That was the last day of school. So that's where
I mean, as a licensed clinical social worker and certainly a disaster mental health professional, Jennifer, so what would you suggest? I don't know. I can't identify, and I wish I could, of the stress, because there's something about me, and we chatted about this before, where I like decompressing because my life has been so crazy. I'm embracing it in many, many ways, but there are people I talk to who are very anxious, who are doers, you know, who got to get out of the house. And I always open up the microphone every morning, Jennifer, just to kind of try to calm our family down here on the radio. Isn't this a good time just to decompress if you can? And what could you do to tell folks just decompress and take advantage of this really once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be with your family and just to relax a little bit as opposed to being all stressed out?
You know, Joe, that was sort of the message I think people like myself were trying to get across in the beginning of this. You know, it was a framework to give people, but people aren't buying it anymore. They don't want to be home. They don't see the joy anymore in being home with their families. Mm. What I'm seeing develop now is a spectrum of people. I mean, we have people who are really suffering. You know, I heard a wonderful sentiment on social media, and it just so sums up, I think, what we're going through. The sentiment is, we are in the same storm, but we are not in the same boat. And everybody will have their own story to tell at the end of this. So the spectrum that I'm seeing are people who are truly suffering, who are without paychecks, who are food insecure. You know, the list goes on and on.
Yes, yes.
And then you have people who are anxious about now resuming their lives as we talk about the recovery process. And then you have a group of people who have been blessed enough to still see the paycheck and still have some sense of normalcy, however, being quarantined. And do you know what those people are beating themselves up for? Not being as productive as they would have liked to have been during this time.
Look at that.
And that's causing the same types of fear, anxiety, anger, depression, all of that. So, yeah. So, again, we are in the same storm, but not the same boat.
Yeah, well said. Jennifer Bohr Cuevas is with us, and we just try to calm you down, but sometimes you just can't. Thank you for bringing that up, because the all politicians, it's not just the Democrats, they don't understand when they're up there and they're lecturing us and they're saying, here's what it is. They have no idea. And also, because getting the funds from some of these government online, quote-unquote, services, you can't get them. And I don't know that all the politicians are doing, we need this, we need that, we need this. You need somebody with an initiative to say, here's how we're going to do and get the money directly to you. I mean, but you know what? Hopefully, you know, and people will lean on, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jennifer, alcohol, overeating. I mean, that's probably the worst thing you could do is especially with alcohol when you're cooped up and you're worrying like that, because it'll only make matters worse, correct?
Absolutely. And I'm seeing it in my practice and also in my work as a disaster mental health worker for the state. I'm now treating first responders, and I am hearing a lot of people saying that they're resorting to what their source of comfort is, and they're getting themselves in trouble with what that sense of comfort is. I mean, I'm hearing everything from people overeating to people being overserved with alcohol or lots of marijuana use, that kind of thing, anything to try to calm down and escape. I'll be honest with you. One of my forms of coping is to clean. I was cleaning so much on Easter Sunday that I was cleaning my, I have a beautiful piece of furniture. It's a bar that holds all my beautiful wine glasses and champagne glasses.
Yeah,
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
The glasses fell forward and shattered on my hand. So that's how we spent Easter Sunday, was cleaning up my hand, trying to avoid the ER. But had I not been trying to clean something that didn't need to be cleaned, I wouldn't have had that added stress.
And then there's my Jesse.
He's always saying, "Mom, where are the news cameras now? Where are the news cameras now, Mom?"
Are you okay? Is your hand okay? Is your hand okay?
My hand is okay. I just got feeling back in it.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a great point, though, because if something happens, I think about that, too. And I pray that everybody's okay, because if you have to make a trip to the emergency room, you can end up getting the virus, for crying out loud.
Oh,
I got to get you. Yeah, listen, you got to come out to my house, because I could use, I'm not really a cleaner. I don't clean. I said, if I leave it, oh, my Lord. And then, you know what I'm afraid of, too? My cleaning gals that come over, they say, "Can we come over?" And I said, "Well, let's wait a little while longer, because God forbid, I'm afraid somebody has something." So I'm trying to quarantine in every sense, just kind of quarantine, for crying out loud. Hey, Jennifer, what age groups are most susceptible to depression in what you've done in your career that you've seen?
I don't think it's assigned to any one group. I have seen every age group depressed for different reasons. So I think, as far as this pandemic is concerned, none of us can escape experiencing some sort of dysfunctioning and emotional pain from this. There is no age limit on this. So that's where we are now. The reality has set in, difference. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, somebody at the end of the rope, where can they reach out to you? Is there a place, if they just had it and they're listening and they just had it, do they reach out to you? You have a place that they can go to perhaps chat with you, or is there a website that they could go to, Jennifer?
Absolutely. I want to always be a resource for people. And if I can't help you directly, I will link you to somebody that can. So my email address is jensjenspractice1974@gmail.com. And I'm on Facebook as well, under Jennifer Borcuevas.
Yeah. So if you're listening, you feel a little uptight and, we're not getting it, and you're not enjoying it, that this time off, you're not decompressing, Jen is standing by for you. Tell us about, if you would, Jen, before we let you go, we appreciate your expertise. Certainly the PTSD of first responders. You're talking to a lot of these great heroes, huh?
Yeah, I am. And they are battle fatigued on so many levels. And I know some of them are starting to now feel some resent towards now the plans for recovery and how some of the states are reopening before others are, and perhaps maybe opening before they are ready out of desperation. So now I'm starting to tackle that with them a little bit, that resentment that they're feeling, that they've come so far to get us over that curve and flatten that line.
Wow.
And now,
wow.
It's that for them right now. But look, one of the things that I share with them is that, in the cycle of disaster, which is preparedness, response, and recovery, you can't avoid the discussion of recovery. And recovery is never a smooth process. So it is something that I'm helping them to try to accept, that it may happen sooner than they would like it, and that they have to be at peace with what they've done to contribute. So, but look, the bottom line is the difference in the trauma of either our first responders or the people who are just our citizens of the country, you know, the difference between coming out of this pandemic with post-traumatic stress disorders and post-traumatic growth. And when I say post-traumatic growth, I mean positive change that has come as a result of trauma. What separates those two is resiliency and compassion for self. And resilient people, the one common thread that they have is that they understand that fear, anxiety, anger, depression, all that stuff is normal.
That's great. Jen, I'll tell you, make us feel better already. By the way, jenspractice1974@gmail.com. jenspractice1974@gmail. Thank you for that, Jen, because people are uptight. I'm enjoying it, but you know what? You got to feel. People are feeling it. And then the economic stress, the post-traumatic stress, it's a very stressful time. We appreciate you being there for us. Jennifer Bohr-Cuevas, God bless. We'll talk again soon. Jen, stay safe. Keep your – and watch, don't clean any wine glasses if
I'm not. My husband tied my hands.
There you go. Thanks, Jennifer. Jennifer, thank you so much for your expertise.
You're welcome.
God bless. Take talk soon. We'll
guys.
Talk.
Bye.
Yeah, take care. Thanks. Jennifer Bohr-Cuevas, licensed clinical social worker, disaster mental health professional. Again, if you want to call jenspractice1974@gmail.com if you need to talk to somebody. We are here for you. Trying anyway. Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. It is 9:21 with Joe Piscopo. I'm so excited to tell you that Alan Zweibel is on the show this morning. He's one of the legendary writers of all time from Saturday Night Live. He's got a brand new book we're going to tell you about. Right now, Debbie's on the roads checking traffic on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. We're going to go to the LIE West at Bagatelle Road. A disabled vehicle, the earlier problem on the southern state by Eagle Ave, that was just cleared away. Some volume on the Bruckner getting up toward the area of the Bruckner merge. It looks like an accident here, so watch out for some delays here getting up through the Bronx. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Taking a ride over to Route 3, it looks like an accident for you over on Route 3 westbound, right by Bloomfield Avenue, getting out through Clifton. Just a minor delay through that stretch. New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes blocked 8A up through 14 with construction till 1 this afternoon. You'll have to use the car lanes instead. And over on 17 eastbound in Harriman, construction, the sawmill, as you head southbound, getting down through Pleasantville. It looks like some ongoing construction there. Thunderstorms today with a high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, remember the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. I keep telling you about that, right? Not making any clinical claim here, okay? This is the caveat. No clinical claim, no clinical study, no FDA. This is FDA approved. I don't need any of that. When Frankie Five Boroughs told me about Balance of Nature, I said, what's Balance of Nature, man? He was telling me almost a year about it, you know? Kevin McCullough, our buddy, you know? Kevin's saying, Joe, this Balance of Nature, the Howard family's good. I'm hearing about all these things. And then Frankie V, our sales guy, puts me with Douglas Howard, Dr. Howard, and Sue, his wife, right? And Jay's beautiful grandson. And then we go out to lunch. Now, me, I'm a hypochondriac. I was surprised Dr. Howard would ever talk to me again because I had every question in the book about supplements. What's good for your body? What can I take? How many do I have to take? He was so patient and so informative. I was amazed at the holistic approach that Dr. Howard has, a medical doctor, that he has toward wellness. Do you know what I'm saying when I tell you that? Wellness, that's what it's all about. And I want to fight those free radicals. You walk outside with all this, you know, all the microwaves around, with the allergies, forget about it. And now the virus is around. I said, what can I do to build up my immune system? And then Dr. Howard explained to me what Balance of Nature is. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. In a vegetarian capsule, by the way. And I said, well, what about this vitamin I'm taking? Joe, you don't need it. You're just going to eliminate it, and it's mostly filler. And I go, yeah, it smells kind of funky, and it kind of upsets my stomach. Well, that should tell you something right there, the Howard said. So now I take Balance of Nature. I've been doing this. I guess it's been almost a couple years already, and I've never felt better. And I think, look, I like your family, and I feel like I could tell you something that's good for you, and I want you to build up your immune system at these crazy times. And I think it works for me, it works for Frank and Alan, Debbie and Kevin, it works for all of us on radio station, it will work for you. And then the Howards have this, free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can't get better than that. So we don't want you to cut costs on your health. I don't want you to not build up your immune system. You could take care of it all and get your own health coach, by the way, at Balance of Nature. Start your journey, please, to a stronger immune system and overall better health. You can call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code THEANSWER.
Dennis Prager sees two completely different sides of COVID-19.
In my life, I have never been as proud to be a conservative as I am now. We're the ones rebelling. The herd is the left. They are both cattle and cattle ranchers. That's why they're so dangerous, the left.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Fellowship Home Loans, Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship have been around the ups and downs of interest rates and the challenges. Give them a call. Special toll-free number, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. You're going to reach somebody at Fellowship Home Loans who doesn't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. Got the note from Catherine I've shared with you from Pennsylvania. Kevin from their team was calling her from his wife's hospital after she just gave birth. That's the way they do things. They never treat you like just a number or a cog in the wheel. The entire team takes the time to listen to your needs, provide the best options for you. Online, they're at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Ready for a new purchase, a refi, a reverse mortgage? There's lots of options for you. Fellowship Home Loans is on your side, and they can help you make your dreams come true. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio 927. Great to have you with us. With Frankie Five Boroughs, with Big Al and Debbie. There's a lot going on. I got to tell you, next half hour, we're going to bring on Alan's.
I've already been doing this almost 4. Come in. Another hour.
I know. I'm ready to go. Alan Zweibel, longtime comedy writer. He's got this new book called Laugh Lines, My Life Helping Funny People Be Funnier. You don't want to miss Alan. He's great. One of the legendary writers of Saturday Night Live. And it's wild when you think about, you know, you think as you get older, and I'm old, you know, and all I've been through, the ups and downs and the ins and the outs of the business and in life, personal mistakes that you've made. Ugh, you know, it's like crazy. And then I remember admiring so much the original cast of Saturday Night Live and Zwei being right there. Alan Zweibel, really one of the great writers with Michael O'Donohue and some of the great. And actually, you know,
Tom Davis and Al Franken, those guys, they were all like great. They, Lorne Michaels, they built that up with Danny Aykroyd, along with John Belushi, of course. And then here we are on radio all these years later, and Zweib kind enough to join us in the next half hour with his new book. So I look very, very much forward to that. So I want, but I want to break down the news, because every time we go off the air, I say, well, we get so silly sometimes we forget to talk about the news. It's more important. And speaking of which, though, this is so. Let me go. I see. I look at the news and I see the breaking stories, and then, but I'm more lured to Frank and Al coming to work together in the morning. That is far more interesting than anything I see in the news nowadays. So, is that going to happen tomorrow morning, guys? By the way,
No. Al has made a decision that because I'm permitting.
And here's why. No. This is let's. Great. Here's why. I'm not going to pick up Frank tomorrow. Here it is.
Big hello to my sister-in-law, Deborah, who's watching us right now. Now, Deborah works in Brooklyn. She's going to be returning to work tomorrow, so she's going to be staying with us to live while she goes back to work in Brooklyn. Now, she hasn't asked this, but I'm asking on her behalf. Can we drop her off in Brooklyn on our way?
No.
Because the requests are made?
Listen, by asking me to take another person in this car, you're already jeopardizing the fact of me picking you
unbelievable.
Up.
But then
we
get
to use the HOV lane, which I know is important.
No. So you were asking for, but she's leaving not the same time you are.
No, I was joking around. I was joking around.
Doesn't matter.
So he's joking around. No, you're just using this as an excuse.
No, because well,
you
here's
don't
the
want to stop and pick up Frankie.
So wait a second. So his sister-in-law is living in Long Island right now. So now she's coming to Staten Island so that she can commute to work to Brooklyn because it will make it easier for her. Meanwhile, we don't know if this person has it already on Long Island and is bringing it to Staten Island. We don't know when she goes from Staten Island to Brooklyn if she's going to get it in Brooklyn and bring it back to Staten Island. And now I'm going to take the risk of having Frank in my car on a daily basis who possibly could give me coronavirus and bring it home to my wife and family. Right.
Because she's staying.
Exactly.
That's all valid. I can't, you know, honestly, I enjoy the express bus. I get to read. I get to take a nap.
Apparently I don't listen to the radio. So, you know, he's offended.
You know what, though? Your point is well taken. I know you guys have known each other 100 years. But the fact is, when you're with somebody in a car, you feel like you have to have a conversation.
Exactly.
Can you say, do you feel comfortable enough, Frankie Fibros, to say your pal, Al Gattulo, and you don't call an Uber? What do you call? Call not an Uber.
Albert.
You call what?
Albert.
An Albert. You call him Albert. So your Albert driver is driving you. Nice. Do you say, "Ah, look, I just need 5 minutes. I'm going to rest it." You didn't feel comfortable because Al wouldn't probably.
Well,
let
you know what?
That,
you had. You
I wouldn't
had,
be offended.
You had put a lot of pressure on us to do this video. You had asked us to do it, so we felt an obligation
a lot
to
of
you.
Pressure.
No, you did. You did.
It's true.
You know, I'm serious. We felt
people
a lot.
People are looking forward.
I know. Yeah.
You got hundreds of hits.
But here's the best part.
Exactly.
Here's the best part. He put the pressure on us to do the video. He didn't even watch it.
That's okay.
He's home. He's up.
He's busy.
He's prepping.
Preparing for a show.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, but he has a head.
Guy who put the pressure
no, but
on
he's a showman. He's a showman. He has a head for promotion. Yeah. He's a show business. So, you know what? He knows what works.
All right. One and done.
Okay.
No,
I called Louis Calamine from Calamine & Company Real Estate, our buddy, just to chat with him to say thanks for being on the show. And
he was up.
How about selling my house? No, this was last night. We had a great chat.
No, I meant
and
this
goes,
morning.
Listen to me. He goes, I can't wait to hear what happens with Alan Frank going to work in the morning. So he was ready for it, man. So
one time.
It worked out.
One time.
What? That's it?
That's
but
it.
When did your daughter, when did your cousin come over? Your cousin come over?
Sister-in-law. Tonight.
Daughter, cousin, not sister-in-law. Whatever.
Oh, she's there tonight. Yeah, well, you can catch it probably if she hasn't, God forbid.
Yeah,
God,
hello.
Let's hope she doesn't.
Yeah.
I love the germaphobe. Okay, wait a second. Listen to the dichotomy here. The germaphobe is encouraging me to take a person who may or may not be infected with the coronavirus.
Well,
oh,
no, she's
him.
Been quarantined for 2 weeks.
She's like Dustin Hoffman.
She hasn't left the house. She hasn't left the house in 15 days, so I don't think she has the virus.
And Billy, we got to isolate the whole town, and we got to do it now. That's it. That's it.
Anytime.
No, that's Predator. Now, I was referring to Outbreak.
Would it affect
Dustin Hoffman is screaming and Morgan Freeman.
Would it affect your decision if you knew she was going to be the only person in that office?
No.
Would that affect no?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't affect my decision.
He's,
the answer is no.
He's just using excuses to
that's
stop
right.
and pick
up.
You know that.
That's
but
right.
I mean,
I don't mind.
I almost wrecked
bus.
My car this morning on the Staten Island Expressway because they don't know how to pave properly. That's another thing. I mean, come
I know,
on.
I know.
Look,
it's so true.
You say what you want about me, Al. I am not going to sit here and listen to you insult the Staten Island Expressway.
Okay.
Listen, those
you
of
felt
us...
the bump just as much as I did.
Yeah.
So listen. So yesterday, I'm such a German folk.
You know what? I'll take Frank in the trunk. The only way I'll take him is if he gets in the trunk. That's it. That's it.
So I go to walk down my driveway in the middle of, I'm in the middle of nowhere, where I live, in the middle of nowhere, and there's no one around.
It's and you're like, in a hazmat like, suit.
Listen, exactly. It's like, but listen, I just to be precautious, I want to get, now I got to walk down, a mile down the driveway to get my bin, garbage bin thing, because that, you got to get the garbage bin. Now there's two of them, two huge
Houston,
garbage bins.
We have a problem.
Listen, I'm an ex-garbage man, so I'm going to do this. Now, I put on my N95 surgical mask.
Come on.
I put on, listen to me.
Take a picture.
I got my gloves on. I put shades on, you know, for eye protection. I put my hood over, and me and Otis take the walk down. Listen to me. When I tell you in the middle of the night. Scooby. Being Scooby, man.
Raggy.
I walk down to get the garbage. When I get to the end of this, the driveway, it's the middle of nowhere. No, there's two vans. There's two vans. Like loading people. Right there.
How are there people?
I don't know.
No, hold on.
It's me.
No, I don't buy
someone
this.
Called and said, Piscopo's walking down the driveway. No. Let's go bust his chops and bring
vehicles. You live in the middle of nowhere.
People.
You live in the middle of nowhere. There's you and one other person, and you've been stealing their mail because you won't even return it because it gets dropped off at the wrong place. How are there multiples of people in your area? The FBI can't find you. Amazon?
Frank, it's me. It was two vans. So now I look at the guy, and I don't know. Look at my
day
face.
Laborers?
I don't know. And they're parked right outside the end of the driveway, which is right close to the garbage can.
They're Amazon
I'm not going near them.
They're Amazon enforcement.
Listen to me. Hold on. I'm not going near there. And Otis looks, and I had to stop Otis, you know. Hold on. What is with this? Every time I go out, there's somebody around. I stood there, and I stared them down, and they drove away.
Suffice it to say, you feel caught up with what's in the news this morning as we begin the segment.
every time I go, I have a litany of news stories here, and I go to the important stuff. Alan, Frank, and then me getting. But why do people show up, Frank? Why does that always happen? Is it just something that Allie says, but she goes, Dad, you bring it on yourself because you're always worried about it, huh?
Maybe. I don't know.
But anyway, so I waited till they left. They drove off. I got the garbage can.
Maybe it's time we put you on the island. This way nobody shows up. I mean, really? You live in the middle. I mean, folks, honest to God, Joe lives in the middle of nowhere. There's not a sign of life anywhere.
People go
walk out into the woods. Bears. They disappear. They're never seen again.
I know.
And how is it van loads of people? It must be a park. Let's walk around.
I think they call and they say, look, Joe's walking out. He's walking out to his garbage. Let's pull up. Get the van. Let's pull up. 9:36, Joe on the radio. The great Alan Zweibel, the legend from Saturday Night Live, is coming on the air. Right now, Big Al standing by with the local news. Live and local right here on AM 970. The Answer. Don't touch
it. News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
52 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Dow was down about 2% in early trading. The Dow down about 565 points right now. The Holland Tunnel, not an option for those heading from New Jersey into New York City tonight, nor for the next 2 years. The tunnel will be closing overnight, 6 days a week, in order to repair damage from Superstorm Sandy. Inbound will remain open to traffic on Saturday late nights, and on major holidays, New Jersey-bound lanes will remain open at all times. That's why Frank's not getting a ride tomorrow morning. New rules this morning from state officials for that Sussex County nursing home where 17 bodies were found in a small morgue. State officials will not allow the Andover Subacute and Rehabilitation Center to accept any more patients. State Health Commissioner Judith Percelli says the facility must also hire 3 state-approved administrators to run the facility. Numbers released by the state show there were more than 100 positive coronavirus cases at the facility and 31 deaths. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Thanks a lot. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening. You mentioned the Staten Island Expressway before. The Staten Island Expressway eastbound at this point, okay, getting right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Again, all of that overnight construction at the Holland Tunnel was cleared. It was open at 5 o'clock this morning. If you're heading to the inbound side of the Lincoln and GWB, you're running at the proper speed there. Let's go out to the Sawmill southbound, getting to Marble Ave, getting down through Pleasantville and Thornwood. They're doing some ongoing tree removal over there. 17 eastbound, going down through Harriman, getting down through the construction zone. So watch out for a brake check here, getting right down toward the thruway and taking a ride over to the Bruckner. The Bruckner, getting right into the area of the Bruckner merge. We're getting reports of an accident over there as well. If you're heading to Route 3 westbound at Bloomfield Ave in Clifton, an accident in the process of being cleared. MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. Thunderstorms today, windy with a high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
With Advance Auto Parts, you get the part you need from the comfort of your garage. Order online and get your part with same-day pickup, curbside, or same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get the part you need. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Wow. How the world has changed in just a few short weeks. If there is one thing COVID-19 has taught us, is good hygiene. Wash your hands more often and wipe down frequently touched surfaces. Unfortunately, we also face another problem that has been around us since, well, time itself. Rodents. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. Rodents usually carry diseases with them we do not want around us. Treating the problem the old-fashioned way with baits and traps only causes the problem to continue. Baits invite rodents in when you really should be trying to keep them out. So how do we keep them out? With Plug-In Pest Free, an electromagnetic device that utilizes the electrical wiring in your home to set up a no-go zone. Now that's fair dinkum. Look us up at gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 941, telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You got somebody in a nursing home, and it cost a fortune, you know, and then you work so hard to live comfortably in retirement, and then you leave those hard-earned dollars to loved ones. You think you can do that, or your charities are your choice, and then someone becomes ill, and you worry about it. Any of those problems, you can get them solved with Mike Connors. You got to do what I did. You know, when I wanted to do a will, a trust, power of attorney, and all the business that you just don't want to talk about. If you've got somebody in a nursing home and you're worrying, what are you going to be eligible for? Call Mike Connors. You can schedule a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself to discuss your issues and concerns from the security of your own home. Mike is great. He's the best. Mike and Beth they're very, very special people, and they will take time with you. They'll walk you through everything you need to know. And believe me, I don't want to hear about the will and the health care. I don't want to hear any of it. Mike walked me through it, and Beth was there, and it is so easy. So while you're home, now is the time to call Mike. You know, you can get that free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mr. Connors. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You know, don't let the nursing home bills or take your life savings. Don't worry about that. Mike's got all the answers for you at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. You can also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio.
It's 9:43. Hey, you know what, Al? What were you going to say about the vans? The vans at the end of the driveway. What did you say? Those people.
Oh yeah. I said it probably was. You know how they have the Hollywood tours? They take you past the star's house. This is probably the New Jersey tour. All those who are not going to be on the Jersey for Jersey special tomorrow night, here's their houses. And they showed yours.
All the people not on the special.
Right, not on the special. Here he is. It took a while to get here, but here we are. You know,
I have to tell you, I'm so proud of myself because they didn't ask. And this, look, there's like a special tomorrow or something.
But again,
for an
it's
hour.
Disgraceful that they didn't even ask you.
I don't get that.
It's one thing if they asked you and you said, you know, I can't, maybe the hookup of my house is not right. But the fact that they didn't even ask you tells me it is all politically motivated. You were going to run against Phil Murphy. You were planning on it. You were thinking about it. And so they know that you're not a fan of the governor. You're not a Democrat. So they decided not to ask you because they think that you were going to make this the whole thing political. Now I would do one with a MAGA hat, with a Trump, you know, whatever, big T-shirt. I think you should be like those protesters in Pennsylvania yesterday. They're out in Harrisburg in guns protesting. Why not? Why not?
Because you know what? I'm sure because... listen, I am an American, and I support the country, and I'm a patriot and love this country heart and soul. So I don't care who's in charge. You have to support them, and right now. And I say nice things about Governor Murphy, and I get vilified on Twitter. How could you say nice things about Governor Murphy? And then I say nice things about Governor Cuomo, because you know what? We're in a war here. And then I say, and I support the president of the United States, because you know why? He's the president of the United States, you know? And we're all in this together, and we got to stick together as a country. So people, but to make it political. So the fact, look, when they do the thing tomorrow, hopefully they'll raise money. So you guys will be so proud of me. You know what I did, Frankie and Al? You know what I did? So I called the folks running this the pandemic of the New Jersey thing. And I said, because I was concerned that sometimes they miss the core of Jersey. And those are the people, the business people that are being hurt. You know, the small business people who can't get any government loans because they don't have any employees, which is such a ruse. They're fixing that, I know, in Washington. But right now, if you're like the poor cleaning girls, they come to my house. This one gal, she's a great gal. She's a hardworking gal. These aren't full-time employees. She's contracts. These are contracted workers. She can't get anything, man. And that's ridiculous. And
that's
I hope
what
that
the bill is supposed to help those people. Harvard shouldn't be getting $10 million.
No, that's
Ruth Chris shouldn't be getting $20 million.
Nancy Pelosi's not going to let it happen. Hopefully, the president will push it through. But I'm telling you, in this pandemic, and hopefully they'll fill that gap with this pandemic relief fund. So I called, and I called all the big guys I have immense respect for, my mentors who are running this. And I said, guys, let's not forget about the Boys and Girls Clubs too, because you forget about. I'm so proud of myself. I spend most of the day on Sunday on the phone telling everybody, don't forget about the Boys and Girls Clubs. Because Susan Haspel, the CEO, said, Joe, could you do a video? We're doing a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Clubs because we are not only helping out families and communities and parents who are not working, who need help, who need meals, who need food. We're creating that opportunity at the Boys and Girls Clubs. And not only that, we're opening up Newark and Jersey City to first responders. So Susan called me. I got her too. So I'm very excited that, you know, hopefully this relief fund will help the Boys and Girls Club, those in need, you know. So I was.
But your video didn't say, hi, Joe Piscopo. I'm not on the Jersey for Jersey special, but I want you to donate. See, now that.
You know, I'm hoping it works
out. Hopefully they'll part of this Jersey for Jersey will give money to the Boys and Girls Club. Let's hope.
I'm hoping.
Believe it when I say it.
Listen, I pled my case and I'm hoping. And then I got an inside line that they are helping out the Boys and Girls Club. But those who are hurt the most or in need the most are the folks that we should help, you know. And I know the politicians got to run their thing down in Washington and all around. And in Trenton, I know, and in Albany, and I know they let you go on TV and they're doing the whole thing. But they're not forgetting about they're going to forget about the people who need the help the most.
But, Joe, you host fundraisers all the time. You're all about Jersey. You stay in Jersey. You have a license plate that says Jersey Born. Your nickname is Jersey Joe. The fact that they didn't, who can we get to help raise money in New Jersey? Let's get the guy from
Maine.
North Dakota. Yeah. I mean, come on.
They're touring my house. They're coming and touring
my house. No, but thankfully, like Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi are a part of it. They live in Jersey. They work in Jersey. They stay in Jersey. I get that part of it. Yeah. But the guy who is synonymous with New Jersey, The guy, I mean, like, it just, it's appalling
well,
to me
they don't,
that they wouldn't
they don't,
have done
look,
that.
They don't need little old me when you got Bruce does so much for the food bank. John Bon Jovi, Bruce and John Bon Jovi are blessings to the great
yeah.
state.
You may but Howard Stern with, even said to John Bon Jovi, political. Where's Joe Piscopo in this? And John's like, yeah, where is he? Well, nobody asked him.
So we're going to do, we've already investigated. We called Atlantic City. I talked to some folks in Newark. And
they know who you are.
We're
I mean,
gonna
come on.
That's right.
I mean, really?
The people in the van outside my driveway, they knew who I was.
The governor of the state doesn't have a clue. Yeah, I don't know. You know, Jim Schwartz? We'll get him.
It's all good. As long as they get the money to where it's got to go. Because I don't want to. And by the way, we're talking about, I don't want to see another celebrity doing from their house with an out-of-tune piano. You know, I don't like my piano's out-of-tune. It was nice to see all the other celebrities who play the piano, they're out-of-tune, too. Because you can't get the piano tuner out of the house because we're quarantined. But I don't want to see another celebrity, you know, and God bless them all for helping out. I want to start getting back into it. And like what Frankie said, why don't you call Dave Damiani, who I go on the road with a lot, and I did. And Dave's calling Atlantic City, even if it's only a stream or a social distancing, maybe in June, we could be the first ones, five boroughs, you know, to go out and actually try
yeah,
to do a
absolutely.
Show.
Well, I'm you know, planning so to return to Atlantic City on Friday, June 5th.
Well, so I'm not giving you a ride.
So I'm throwing a mini cocktail party out there.
Even if it's not open.
What? No, I mean, if it's, I'm planning on it being open.
Where are you doing it?
So again, it's a cash bar. So I'm not buying anybody's drink.
That's
I want to make that very clear.
No, paying anybody's drink.
But everybody's welcome. Everybody
comes
welcome.
Back from Atlantic City. He goes, I got no money. I go, what, you gambled the way? No, I paid for everybody. Yeah.
Everybody's welcome.
It's true.
But you have to
cash
pay for your own
yes.
drinks.
No, but I'm going to be going to.
It's on me. It's on me.
I'm going to be
Frankie
going
five
to.
Barrels.
So this,
you know who I am.
We're going to be on Tennessee Avenue.
They don't know who he is.
There's four places on Tennessee Avenue. We're going to start out
You're
at Rhythm
the,
and Spirit.
On the street.
We're going to start out at Rhythm and Spirit.
How come you're not open?
We're going to start out at Rhythm and Spirits, but there's four places, Rhythm and Spirits,
Hello?
Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, The Iron Room, and Made in Atlantic City Truck. We're going to do all four. They're all owned by Mark Collazo, who's celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Mark Collazo.
There it is. All right, we're getting out there. 10 minutes before Mike Gallagher. It's 9:50 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Yeah, there's traffic, kid. There's traffic. Debbie, thanks for being with us always, and thanks. Everybody says I get on the phone all day. I talk. I do business. We do research, and people always say the same thing. They love the guys, but they go, boy, Debbie's voice, she just makes us feel so calm in the morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Our oasis in this storm of testosterone on the radio in the morning.
It's a privilege. What can I say? It's a privilege to be the three of you every morning. I love you too, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning to our essential workers out here as well. Garden State Parkway South getting down past 135. Watch out for an accident there, guys. Also, the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north, 8A up through 14. Truck lanes are closed till 1 with construction. 3 west at Bloomfield Avenue in Clifton. They're just cleaning up an accident. Still some volume per Paramus Road at Bergen Community College getting into the coronavirus testing site over there. Now, if you're heading over to the Bruckner, getting up toward the area of the Bruckner Merge, that accident was just cleared away. They're doing some construction right now at the outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. And remember that overnight construction at the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel 6 days a week, beginning at 11 p.m., going on till 5 a.m. So definitely keep that in mind. Also, the earlier accident on the southern state just cleared as you head right out toward the area of Eagle Avenue. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekula sees hypocrisy in this pandemic.
The boycott, divest, and sanction movement against the state of Israel is an illegitimate social protest movement. If it materializes and the Israelis, which they are working on this, come up with a vaccine to inoculate against the coronavirus, the BDS movement will not apply. So you tell me about what this movement's really about.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Sebastian Gorka. Every week, the Salem Radio Network is proud as to produce the SRN Coronavirus Special Report, featuring all Salem talk show hosts as we give you the latest in this ongoing and breaking story. It's brought to you by Balance of Nature. The best defense against virus is your own immune system. Join me, along with fellow Salem hosts Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Larry Elder for this ongoing special report, Wednesday at 7 p.m. here on AM and 970, The Answer.
The coronavirus is wreaking havoc here in the United States and across the globe. The stock market is plummeting. Sports leagues are suspending their seasons. Schools are sending students home, and the entire U.S. economy has been destabilized. Many experts say this is just the beginning. This is a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Do you want to get your hands on some physical gold and silver? Noble has you covered. Get it delivered directly to your doorstep. There is no time to waste. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free gold investment guide. NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
It will be breezy for the rest of the day with wind gusts around 25 miles per hour. We'll see clouds and sun for the afternoon with a high 60, turning out to be a partly cloudy night tonight with a low 44 in Midtown, 34 to 39 in many northern and western suburbs. Some sun to start the day tomorrow, then we'll see clouds increase with a shower or heavy gusty thunderstorm around for the afternoon and evening. Wind gusts of 35 miles per hour increasing to 40 miles per hour for the evening. Tuesday's high 60 and a low 35 in the city. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 956. Let me go to a quick call. Judy from Brooklyn, our one of our favorite gals. Judy, we got a couple seconds, but wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
Thank you so much. I had to call because I was laughing my head off. And while I'm holding, I have to tell you something else real fast. Yeah. But I was laughing my head off. I'm listening to Al franking you with the squabbling and the sister-in-law in the car. No, this, that, and the figuring it out. I'm thinking, okay, welcome to the new normal. Yeah. Multiply this. Everybody's going to be figuring out, no, this, that. You know, my husband texted me. He had a whole thing, texted me longer than my arm. If you get in packages, if you get in containers, take it out with utensils. Don't use the utensils. Don't use this. 24 hours. You can get nutty. Totally nutty. But I want to tell you something, Joe. I'm listening to this. I say, excuse me. They're afraid you're going to steal the show. It's their loss. It's their loss. I want you to know, Joe, because you're the best.
Oh, you're so sweet, Judy. Thank you. Thank you, Judy. We love you, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. You know, listen, I'm just here to help. We're just trying to help, and that's all we try to do. And I'm always like the, you know, I always tell you, I'm in the white water. I'll talk about it tomorrow. In the white water of life. That's a surfer reference. You know, always going through the white water. It's always a struggle up, but always trying to do the right thing. And by the grace of God, we always do. Hey, listen, our condolences go out to Alan Zweibel's mom. Alan's mom passed away. We just got that message. So Alan's one of the great greats of Saturday Night Live, and just a really great guy. So our condolences go out to Alan Zweibel and to Matt Zambolin, our operations manager. He lost his grandmother's too. Matt, we're thinking about you, and our hearts go out. And you know what? A lot of people are losing a lot of folks, and our hearts go out, but we're going to get through this. So help me God, we're going to get through this. And Frankie, thanks so much for a fun show. We're just trying to lighten up a little bit. This doom and gloom, we will get there. Al, I love you too, man. And Debbie, we appreciate you always being with us. And so in the name of God Almighty, stay strong, stay safe. We'll get this. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
You could see we're getting there. And now is the time not to bicker back and forth in politics down there in Washington. Now is the time for us to join together, and we will come out of this stronger than ever. I promise you. God bless you. God bless your family. You know what? God bless the United States of America. Make it a great day, because you deserve
it. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Today is day two of the large-scale coronavirus antibody testing in New York. The state health department wants to determine from a sample of 3,000 how many New Yorkers were infected with COVID-19. Governor Cuomo says the results will give him a better idea of how many have been exposed, possible short-term immunity, and when to begin reopening the state. The first meteor shower since January will light up the sky tonight and early Wednesday morning. The Lyrid meteor shower sometimes flashes nearly 100 meteors an hour. Astronomy magazine says the view should be particularly good since the almost new moon won't wash out the meteor showers. Stocks are dropping at the opening bell on Wall Street as U.S. oil prices are rattling the markets. West Texas Intermediate crude futures for May are trading with a negative price, while international benchmark Brent crude is down more than 23% to $19.59 a barrel. Shares of ExxonMobil are trading around 4% lower amid the news on oil prices. Corporate earnings are also leading to declines. IBM's shares are down nearly 4% as the company reported a decline in revenues in the first quarter of the year. Chipotle, Coca-Cola, and Netflix set to report their earnings later today. With the opening bell, the Dow Jones down around 500 points, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 trading lower as well. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside, social distancing. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.